This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. Chances are, if you've got kids in Steele or Mabel Woolsey Elementary Schools here in Galesburg and Knoxville, your chances are your kids got a little bit of exercise today through an initiative that the United Way of Knox County brought to the area. It's called Jump with Jill, and we'll talk to the aforementioned Jill in a moment. But first, I'll start with Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Lon, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Will.
Overall, how are things going with the United Way these days?
Oh, they're doing well. We're keeping busy, even though campaign is over. But now we're into the meat and the potatoes of the work. You know, that's the best part.
I was going to say, you're probably at the close to the point where what you're allocating money and determining who gets what and how much and that sort of thing right now?
Well, actually, we've completed that process. Okay. And so the whole stressor is done for a few months. And like I said, we get to not walk around with our hand out for a while and actually get to put our nose to the grindstone.
Well, today you're a little too busy to put your hand out because you're kind of jumping up and down and other things, right?
Absolutely. We rapped, we danced, we even kicked in a little bit of Irish step dancing here.
Awesome. So we're talking about that. First of all, from your perspective, talk about why you think Jump with Jill was important to bring to the area.
Certainly. Well, you know, United Way, our foundations are education, financial stability, and health. And Jump with Jill actually covers the education and the health component in a really fun way. I had the privilege of seeing Jill years ago, taking my Girl Scout troop in Pennsylvania to see her rock out. And my daughter was 8 at the time, got called up on stage, and absolutely fell in love with the show. And it was neat to see how long the kids retained the lessons that they learned because they were presented in such a fun way that, I mean, we would be hiking along on trips years later and still hear about the beat of the body as we were walking along, which is one of Jill's songs. So
that's fantastic. So let's bring the aforementioned Jill of Jump with Jill into this. Welcome to Galesburg.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us here, and especially Lon, thank you so much for getting us here with United Way. We're just ecstatic to be here.
How long have you been doing this now, and what kind of led you to kind of down this path of work, if you will?
Well, the Jump with Jill show started 12 years ago by a registered dietitian and a rock star, Jill Jane. She started it as a street show in Central Park, New York, but now it's just grown and grown, and now we're just fortunate enough to be here and to go all around America to teach kids about healthy habits.
Is it that simple, just kind of teaching about healthy habits
and
how to keep
them
going?
There's some more components to that. My name's Jill. I star in the world's only rock and roll nutrition show, Jump with Jill. I love music and I love food, so I put my two favorite things together.
Is that a hard thing to kind of put together when you're developing a show like this, kind of driving home that message about, I guess, healthy lifestyles while kind of making it something that's appealing to kids?
Well, yeah, and we celebrate healthy habits with music and dance, so that's like the best part of it, because we engage, educate, and inspire kids to make healthy food choices through music and dance.
What's a show look like, typically? Did I ask a loaded question?
Well, do you want to hear some tunes?
Yeah, well, go right ahead. And let's, in fact, I should bring in the other part of this, too. And I haven't had to mention a name like this since I was in a college radio station a long time ago. But that's another discussion for another day. DJ Slick Nick is part of your show. Nick, welcome to Galesburg as well.
Thank you for having us.
How do you like being a part of this show? How is this important to you?
I just absolutely love the show. I am a certified teacher, and I was an actor, and it was just kind of combining those two things, and I got to travel around the country and just see kids' faces light up about healthy habits and just learning how to keep, like, take care of their body and just be inspired.
That's probably the most important thing, is seeing how those kids react by the end of every show, right?
Yeah, I get to be a real awesome role model, and I bring humor into the show, and I beatbox for the show as well, so you're going to hear that.
Well, for the first time perhaps on WGIL, you may actually hear beatboxing. I don't know, but Jill, give me a little bit of an example of what kids hear.
All right. Well, you only get one body that will last your entire lives. So we take our two hands and we say, this is my body. Healthy is good for me, my body. Take a good look at me, my body. You better like what you see, my body. Because healthy is good for me, my body.
Now, it's probably, that's fantastic, but that probably goes a little bit beyond just you just singing, right? You're probably moving all around the stage and things like that, right? Talk about how you do that.
Oh, yes. Well, the entire hour, I'm dancing around trying to engage the audience, like just giving so much energy so that they can take those messages and want to fulfill them themselves. So it's so much fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we have an 8-song set, and we get the kids up and dancing with us and moving around for each song.
Original songs, too. Yeah.
How long have you been doing this now, Jill?
Well, there's an army of Jills, so I'm one of those Jills in the army.
Okay.
So I've been doing this for 3 years, and we'll be continuing next year as well. So I'm so excited to do this here.
Do you find as time goes along that kids are still getting it and that they're retaining kind of what they're learning through your show?
Yes, and especially, like, it's just amazing just to look out at the audience. They're, like, trying to follow along to every single move that I'm doing. And then after the show, like, they come up to me and, like, I'm going to try a new vegetable, or I'm going to try a new fruit, or I already like fruit. And I'm like, good, just keep going, try new things. So it's just like, it's something different every day. And it's really a powerful message that we give to kids.
Are there misconceptions that you deal with, or that the kids ask you about, or whatnot through the show?
Well, honestly, not really.
Okay.
We do have, like, we show like a sugar component where we, like, we have a song called Water, and we just show, like, how some energy drinks, soft drinks, and, like, juice drinks have a lot of sugar in them. So we do show that, and then we just, like, steer their direction in a different way and talk about how water is so important for you and milk is so important for you.
I'm, my coffee mug is behind me here. I'm trying to make sure you don't see it.
But. It's okay, but we also tell kids that it's okay to eat junk food some of the times, just not all of the times.
That's probably something that part alone is probably the thing that kids probably need to hear the most these days, given how easy it is to obtain foods that are, you know, easily accessible, like more easily accessible junk foods, given how many types of things there are like that, isn't there?
Right, and everything is in moderation, like. But if you know that when you're younger, I feel like it's easier to keep that up throughout your life.
Okay. So, Lon, there were a couple of schools involved today. Is that right?
Sure. We went to Mabel Woolsey and Steele Elementaries. And you know, part of this is also to promote that we'll have the summer lunch program again this summer. So kids will be able to stop by. We're planning at least 14 locations.
Great.
Where kids will be able to stop and get lunch Monday through Friday throughout the summer. And we're also aligning with Jill as far as making sure those are healthy lunches.
That's fantastic. From what I recall, when we first talked about the summer lunch program, when you started it this last summer, it really kind of took off probably better than you would have imagined for not having much time to talk about it, right?
It really did. It was a little bit of trial by fire, but we got it done, and we're able to, you know, to impact so many lives, to get out there and not just feed the kids, but interact with them. And it provided a mentorship opportunity for our volunteers to, you know, to get to know the youth in the community, and also for us to identify unmet needs within our community so that we can make more of a positive impact with United Way.
So what's a normal day look like for you, Jill?
Well, we usually have two shows, just like we're doing here.
Okay.
With United Way. We have a show in the morning, and then we get in there, help kids out, then we pack up, then we go to the next school.
And how much of your year is spent taking this message around the country?
Well, it's pretty much a yearly thing. We get 1 month off in July, but we just are very fortunate to be able to do this every single day.
Did you imagine when you first started out entertaining and things like that, Jill, that this would be the road you're on right now?
Honestly, I could only dream it, and it really is a dream come true to get to do this, so thank you.
Nick, that's kind of, as you said, it kind of combines everything you've learned through the course of your life between teaching and entertaining and that sort of thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was quite amazing finding out about the job, mm-hmm. and I just fell in love with it.
So, Lon, I imagine this will not be the last time we see Jump with Jill in this area, will it?
Oh, absolutely not. We're already planning Jump with Jill 2.0.
Very good. All right. Before I wrap up then, Lon, what else is down the road here for the United Way once you're done with Jump with Jill today?
Sure. Well, we are going to be helping with the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, which will fall, May the 1st, or well, the day before Mother's Day.
I'm not
sure the exact date. And then also, we have moved Day of Caring this year. It's going to be in June align with the Worldwide Day of Action. And we're going to be putting multiple projects together at our agencies. And also, we're going to be reaching out to the city parks and other areas where we can all kind of gather together and do as much good as we can in one day. And also talk about some volunteer opportunities where people can have more of a long-term engagement to volunteer in our community.
Very good. So in the meantime, though, pretty much clear out the whole months of May and June on your calendars, it sounds like.
Yes. And then also, we took over the Knox County Teen Court last mm-hmm. year, and we will be hosting the Teen Court golf outing on June 8th.
Great.
In memory of Lolita Junk.
That's wonderful. So you really don't, Jill gets a month off. You're not getting a month off?
Well, I have to say, I ended last year with, I think, 2 weeks of unused vacation. So I have a little bit of a working habit.
I've been there. It'll be all in my book coming out later. But Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County, and Jill and DJ Slick Nick with Jump with Jill, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for all the work that all of you are doing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports coming up on this Monday night here at WGIL.